With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Debate on sweeping immigration reforms continued today in Parliament, with MPs set to resume the discussion at 10 a.m. Tabling the bill on Wednesday, Immigration and Caymanian Employment Minister the Honorable Michael Miles said the bill is the, quote, first in a series of reforms to address the injustices and inefficiencies experienced by Caymanians and guest workers.
From 2015 to 2025, we've granted 9,084 individuals permanent residence across all types. We've granted Cayman status grants to 7,098 persons. What this data suggests is that the residency certificates and the PR point system is a major gateway to persons obtaining Cayman status.
Mr. Miles told MPs a key element of this bill is to ensure that through the annual declarations, individuals who are getting permanent residency by marriage to a PR holder or marriage to a Caymanian are doing so in a true marriage, not one of convenience. This bill has provisions which gives the director and the board the authority to investigate and revoke status when necessary.
PR by point system is governed by regulations, not legislation, and are under review with updates to be shared in the first quarter of 2026. Both permanent residency and the right to earn Cayman status are important to our islands, Mr. Speaker. We do want to continue to ensure that there's a path to stability, to residency, to citizenship. However, we cannot continue with the parameters as they are unsustainable for our infrastructure and are creating barriers for Caymanians to live and work in our own country.
Mr. Miles pointed out that without amending the local immigration regime, the country will have a, quote, overburdened infrastructure and public services, increased difficulty for Caymanians to access jobs, housing, and land ownership, loss of cultural balance, and the loss of Caymanian identity.
The rate of population growth, in particular the rate at which people are becoming permanent residents, and the rate at which people are becoming Caymanian is simply financially unsustainable.
Some specific amendments relate to the loss and revocation of Caymanian status, expanded grounds for revocation of PR and residency employment rights certificates, changes to the work permit system that mandate that work permit holders who change employers within the first 2 years of their employment must leave the islands and cannot reapply for 1 year, and the introduction of public sector term limits. New fees will also be introduced if the bill is passed. Many MPs stood up to debate the bill on Wednesday, including Leader of the Opposition, the Honorable Joey Hugh.
I want to support this bill. However, I'm afraid that many aspects of this bill will not stand up to legal scrutiny. I am afraid that some aspects of the bill will have a negative effect on Caymanian families, Caymanian small and micro businesses.
The House resumes today at 10 a.m., with debate expected to continue. You can listen to a rebroadcast of Parliament proceedings right here on Radio Cayman after the 6 p.m. evening news. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The Venezuelan Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado says she's very hopeful her country will become a beacon of democracy for the world. She said the government of Nicolas Maduro was sustained only by violence and repression. Ms. Machado said she'd return to Venezuela despite the risks after leaving in secret to receive her award. Pakistan's former spy chief Faiz Hamid has been sentenced to 14 years in jail on a variety of charges, including political interference. He had close links to the jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan. Fighting between Thailand and Cambodia is continuing for a fourth day, with clashes at multiple locations along the border. A BBC correspondent in one area heard almost continuous shellfire. President Macron of France is holding a high-level meeting to discuss violent drug gangs, particularly their use of children. He's urging police to treat the criminal industry in the same way as terrorism. Chancellor Merz of Germany says he expects further talks with the United States this weekend on how to end Russia's war against Ukraine. He said European nations had made a new proposal regarding possible territorial concessions. Spain's Supreme Court has ordered a former close associate of the Prime Minister, Pedro Sánchez, to stand trial for alleged corruption. José Luis Ábalos is suspected of taking bribes over the awarding of contracts during the COVID pandemic. BBC News.